Hey guys, welcome back to mantalk.ke. Thanks for coming back again for another week, another episode. We're here in Kafisi on Riverside Drive. This is Keystone Park. This is the Knowledge Room, and we have an amazing episode for you today. Oscar, you've been waiting to do this intro for how many seasons? Do your thing, brother. Do your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I am pleased to introduce to you the incredible, the immaculate, the hilarious, the crazy, Crazy Kenna. Welcome to Mantalk, Crazy Kenna. How do you feel?
I feel amazing, and I am glad to be here.
Thank you for coming, man.
And I'm surprised you listen to Drake before you start the show.
Always.
A good routine.
Thank you.
That's been going on for how many years now? It's been three years of Drake. 4 albums.
Before you came, we were actually listening to Alusa, Why Are You Topless? Which Kenna also turned out to be topless. So thank you so much for coming. And we're really, really honored. The first segment of the show, we always play a particular voice note from a fan. If they are arrested of you, if they want to talk to Crazy Kenna, we usually say, talk to Crazy Kenna, send in a voice note. So that's what we're going to start with. Eli, please.
I actually have my phone. I insist, this was a fan that sent this in to our WhatsApp number. This is a dilemma of the week. Wrap it. Hey Man Talk, my name is Kamau. My name is Kamau. Huge fan of the podcast, probably the best podcast in the region, if not globally. And I have a dilemma or an unpopular opinion that I would like your input on. Now, I have this friend, and every time we go out, he's a very confident, tall, loud guy. And every time we are around girls and they're very good looking, he will use Swahili to speak to them. My Swahili is limited, and so naturally they have conversations that I have no idea what they're saying. However, if the girl is not fine in his opinion, he will use English so that then I can communicate. So I just want to know how I can pull him to the side and have a chat and just say, let's not use language as a weapon when we're out with girls. Like I said, my name is Kamau. That is my name. Love your podcast. So that was Kamau, a fan
is
of
it
the show.
Kamau?
A fan of the show. We just like to solve people's problems here, brother. That's what we're trying to do. So any advice for Kamau, who apparently has this very boisterous friend that uses language as a weapon?
I don't know, Kenan, does that sound like Kamau to you?
No, it's
does that sound like Kamau to you?
There's the hotline, people send their voice notes. That's...
Kamau. But let us respond to his question.
Let us carefully respond to his question.
It's the least we can do.
Yes.
So my advice to Kamau is don't carry that friend when he goes out, because you have certain friends that when they see a lady, they change.
That is correct. That is,
they change into what?
The guy was just speaking like let me say, like Igloo. Let me say, yeah. Speaking, you know, Bwana Kenna, I love this girl, but when a lady comes in, my name is called Brian.
Brian.
I come all the way from Durban.
Durban. Always. Durban. It's always Durban. It's always Durban. It's always Durban.
There's a man upset who came from Durban and did just that.
Such friends, I think you should not carry them. When there are pretty ladies around, do not carry them. Because even they always have even extra clothes. You live with the guy, yeah? Yeah. And I also have a friend who is a musician. Yeah. When he's around, the guy doesn't sing. But when a lady steps in, you'll just hear ta-na-na, ta-na-na.
That's him cheating.
The guy will start singing immediately.
A guitar comes from nowhere.
Yeah, even you can compose a song for a lady that particular time.
I think I fell in love too fast.
That is outstanding advice.
Yes, first of all, Crazy Kenna, welcome to Man Talk.
Welcome,
I think
you're
ready for podcasting.
Thank you for that
fantastic.
Shout out to Kamau as well. Hope that helped, brother.
Kamau, hope that helped.
Hope that helped. Kamau.
If his name is not Mwenda Kamau, I'd be surprised. But thank you for that advice. So let's just jump right into the heart of the show. Obviously, you've been a very successful content creator, comedian, team leader. And anyone who watches your content is just very curious as to where you started from where you began. So if I were to ask, where on earth did this creative genius come from? Where did Crazy Kenna start from? What were his beginnings? How did you grow up?
So first of all, I will say that in our village, everybody is a comedian, but not a professional comedian. So I think I came to realize that I've gotten that talent from my ancestors. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I started acting when I was in the first role that I got. I was in class 3. Nowadays they call them grade. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in grade 3, mm-hmm. and I did a role about Joseph. But I went on to act later in primary school. I think my brother introduced me to drama when I was in class 6. Mm. Yes, I did. I was a good actor. Mm-hmm. Then I did my first main actor role when I was in class 7. I ended up winning Best Actor in Nairobi.
Hey, when wow, I was, come on.
Yeah.
Hey. It's an achievement. So
it happens.
Naturally.
I continued acting until I joined high school. Mm. I think from there, that's when I started also doing the creative part, because I was doing like a narrative in terms of writing with my friend. So we have I have a long history in the field of comedy, though back then I never used to do comedy. I was just a pure actor. Mm. I started doing comedy in high school, but the first comedy I failed. I was doing at least a comical narrative, but I failed.
Can you pause? What was the comedy narrative that you failed at? What was it?
It was like a competition, but I think I never got to proceed. So like the drama competitions, it's normal. But I started shooting content 2017. Mm. Yeah, when I joined campus, that's when I started shooting content. Mm. Yeah,
What drew you to comedy as a medium? Why not go for a different genre? Why comedy specifically? What drove you there?
I'd say, I don't know if I'm funny.
Even the way it's
But in the genres, I think I got so interested in doing comedy. Yeah. As a person, I was short.
You were before?
Yeah, I am still. Oh, okay. You know, if you study the history of comedy, you'll get to understand that the people who are most disadvantaged are the ones that came to become great comedians, like Rowan Atkinson. Mm. He was, I remember when he was trying to pitch, not I remember, I read when he was trying to pitch his script because he was a stammerer. That's how they came up with the character Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think based on my height disadvantage, I took advantage of it. Uh-huh. And I became a great actor.
Uh-huh.
Though I'm smart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's Kenna, the actor, and there's Kenna, the smart guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we should understand the difference.
Differentiate the two. Okay. How did people react to you going from dramatic acting to comedy? Like your peers, your friends and family, how did they react to that?
My father was always surprised. What are you doing? You know, African parents. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense to them.
Yeah.
So he was always trying. My friends were just watching. You know, when you start something and somebody's just looking at you, he's not commenting.
Were they laughing? At least.
You know, back then, when you used to do content, you could share a link. You know that when you share your link, then you get like people replying on your WhatsApp message. That content is great, man. Like 50 people, but when you go to check the views, it is 0 or 1. US.
So how are they commenting without
viewers?
They're
commenting.
People just comment even without watching. But it's been a great experience for me, and a learning curve.
Let's talk about that learning curve. So you start making content in 2017. How did the character of Crazy Kenna come about? How did you create that character with the big fat tie and the walk? How did you evolve that persona?
Let me say, when it comes to the creation of characters, if you are not an expert, even experts, characters do evolve. Even if you watch movies, let me say, are you a fan of superhero movies?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If you watch, the first Superman is not the current Superman. Mm. That's how the character continued evolving. But there are some aspects that Crazy Ken as a character still retain. The body language, how I move. So it's putting hours. Mm. You know, if you do something over and over and over, you'll never notice that there is any change. People just tell you, this character's improved significantly, like this.
Wow. You mentioned Rowan Atkinson. I saw a video clip when he was talking about the different pillars of comedy, like the body movement, the sound, the diction, even using space in the room. Yeah. Is it something that when you realized there was comedy within you, you like studied, or is it something that sort of just came naturally to you?
So, first of all, I have a talent when it comes to creative writing and comedy writing, but I developed interest in studying film and screenwriting. Right. So when you go, you dive deep into the studies, you come to understand there are some aspects and some basic knowledge that you must have. Mm. As a writer, to get a good script, because actually for me, I always see that I do comedy films. Yeah. If I have a video that I have several videos. If you study keenly the video that I've done, you'll understand that this is a 1 minute film, because it contains all the aspect of a film, from the opening scene to the first act, the second act, until
Farmer's Choice,
the resolution. So you'll understand that this guy is smart. This guy is not guessing.
I said it.
We had this discussion. The same thing you just said. I saw you zone out. Like, oh my god, it's happening.
Like, because like one specific video that I watched, the video that made me absolutely compelled, where I said, "Nope, we're dealing with a creative." I'll say it here: a creative genius is when you sold the idea of having to make a choice, which is farmer's choice, buying the sausage. And I was like, I looked at that thing and I was like, this guy,
it's not a mistake.
This guy, and we will share in the link, we will link in the description that specific video, because of the sake of this conversation. When I watched that, I said, this guy is, he can win a Grammy, he can win a
Oscar, you can win an Oscar, you can win a Tony,
you can win everything. And I just wanted to go into like that comedic writing and the thinking behind it. How do you tap into our daily lives as Kenyans? How do you have such a good feel of this is what goes through every Kenyan in everyday life? How do you come up with that idea of empathy in your writing such that it shows up so well on camera?
The first thing as a creative, you must understand your audience, because I always say that what will make you laugh today won't make you laugh tomorrow. So you must first understand the people you're dealing with. So on that journey, I've gotten people that have challenged me. You know, before I was just a local basic writer, but I got a challenge with a friend. Introduced me. Yeah, you can't write your script using Microsoft Word.
What's wrong with Microsoft Word? It's a great.
It's great, but it's not meant for script writing. The journey of people throwing challenges at me, you can't. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do this? Why can't you do this? So it's all about learning. Another thing is. When you understand the art, it reaches a point that the art accepts you. So you get, it's called the creative eye, where you can see in a lot of information. You know, content writing and content creation is just pulling a string out of a lot of, let me say, a lot of things. Yeah. So you have to like pull a particular string. So the moment you stay in that field for some time, I can just see something. You tell me maybe 10 ideas, ask me which one is good. I'll tell you maybe the sixth one. If you ask me why, I'll tell you, I know. I say, I know it, you see it. Something of the sort.
So, but to be able to get to the stage where you can identify the thread You have to have made some mistakes. And in my space, making content that's lifestyle, I've made so many, but my audience will only see the best videos that make it. So what's been your journey with making mistakes and learning, and the biggest lessons you've learned as you're trying to hone your craft and get rid of the other eight?
So the first thing I learned that when you yearn for change, you should not change immediately.
Let me tell you, man talk, guys.
That's a real.
It's called man talk.
Talk, man. Hey, talk.
Talk that talk.
Uh-huh. There is a time that I wanted to make an immediate change, and I got disconnected with the audience. So when I went back to the drawing board, I started introducing that change slowly by slowly, time with time. Then another thing as creative, reinvent yourself always. That's the main thing. Because people get bored. You see, even if you study other things, like even let's go to the motor industry, vehicle industry. The first Lamborghini that they made is not the same. So you should always reinvent yourself, but there are some basic things that you should retain as a character, because there's a time I did I've reinvented myself over and over and over until it's a point, I've reached a point that the content can actually be consumed by people within Kenya, outside Kenya, and outside Africa. So I think the journey of reinvention is very, very important to a content creator or anybody doing anything. If I come and meet you here, the same style of podcast after 1 year.
Nah,
I will remind you never reinvented yourself.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
Well, you will have to know. We will be happy to know, Bwana Kenna.
That's why the voice notes.
This is why the voice notes. And I have to dial it back a little bit into that again, that learning curve. And I have to ask, who do you think in your mind, whose style of comedy or whose style of content creation do you take after the most? Because when we look at the kind of content you put out, it seems to be, yes, there's your own original thought, but I'd want to see your muse. What inspires you to make content that looks and feels like that?
I have, I am, first of all, I'll say I'm the person who inspires myself.
Hallelujah.
I'm my first inspiration, but I get inspiration from a lot of people. But when it comes to comedy, I've studied two characters. Charlie Chaplin and Rowan. There is a style of comedy that they do that interests me. I'm more of interested in it's called what, physical comedy, and doing stunts. I'm actually my own stuntman, so I love things that challenge me. Then, but I want to mash up and bring crazy together, like to be in the history of the best comedians, physical comedians that have ever been there. And that's in the field of comedy. And there's this guy who overdoes things, Tom Cruise.
He overdoes things.
My God.
He's 60 years and the guy is
jumping off motorbikes.
So I think he inspires me that there is no longevity, like art is like infinite. He doesn't have to, you don't have to do it for 5 years or 10 years. If the guy is 60 years and he's still doing Mission Impossible without a stuntman, then it means that we should have no limits.
Yeah, Crazy Kenna can also eat a sausage.
It's all about choice.
Yeah.
It's all about choice. I want to take it to the side of business now, because to make this content make money and to live off of the content, there has to have been some sort of journey. So how did you transition to becoming a full-time creator in the comedy field? What was that journey like?
I don't know if I should. There's a certain business. First of all, there's a funniest thing I remembered. There's a day we went to close a certain business deal. Eh? And I remember we were there with my friend Stanley. And so the guy said that he's going to give us 70,000 for a particular deal. And we were supposed to do 70 videos per month.
Sorry.
Stanley's on set. Stanley, can you confirm or deny this?
What is going on? How recent was this? Because what?
That was around 2017,
2018.
Not that far off. That's insane.
But when it comes to business, my manager actually joined with my brother. You know, you should not, I think I learned a lesson. Don't make people, not everybody is a businessman.
That's,
don't just take your friend and say, hey, You are my manager from today.
Let's go.
Because when it comes to business, for me as a talent, I will advise someone that you can't do everything. I will tell him that, you know, as talents, we have we are in love with our craft. Mm-hmm. So somebody can convince you that do it, and you'll say, hey, let me just do it. But you know, when it comes to business, there is a different language compared to art. So I got to transform by just packaging, you know, packaging and branding. Like, what does Crazy Kenna stand for? How does he operate? How can we get him? You know, even for you, was it easy to get me?
Professional. It was a professional process, but it was hard to get the date because you're a busy man.
Yeah. It tells you I'm like a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as Jay-Z says, huh? I'm not a businessman. He's a businessman.
I wanted to, like, it's good you've touched on Edu. Shout out to Edu. We've had clashes. Shout out to Edu. It's good that you've touched on team and how you need to evolve and transform using your team. Here on Man Talk, we are going through that transformation.
I wish he came on season 3.
Yeah.
We would have told us what to do.
Yeah, you told us really early on.
We were accountants, lawyers.
projecting financials.
Exactly, yeah.
But now it's about team. And I wanted to understand, what do you look for in an individual who wants to join your team? If there's somebody who wants to work for Crazy Kenna, Happy Country, how do you vet and how do you know this person would be a good fit?
So first of all, I think in every business, how much do you want it, or how much do you need it? Because everybody wants to be successful. So the only successful people are the people who want it the most. Mm-hmm. Because that's number one. Number two, there are some basic things that will tell you about a person. For example, if you agree to meet with a person 8, the guy comes 9 or 10, you should just see the red flags.
Or 2:45?
When it comes to team...
He came from Durban.
He came from Durban. Stan needed to put on the nice beanie.
There we go.
The most important one that I was taught when I was in school with my drama teacher is discipline beats talent.
Thanks.
And it is not about who is the most talented. It's about who is the most disciplined.
Yes.
You interpret for yourself.
Yeah. You said everyone in your village was a comedian, right?
So this
makes sense. This makes sense.
Yeah.
True. They were comedians. They were not disciplined.
They weren't disciplined. Professional comedians. They were professional comedians.
Yeah.
So the business side, if you were to talk to yourself in 2017 and say, okay, I know this is what you want to do, but this is how you can avoid certain mistakes, what advice would you give yourself then in 2017 to make this process more seamless?
Personally, I won't give myself any advice. Ask me why.
Why?
Because you understand some things when you try and fail. Trying and failing gives better results. So I wouldn't change much in 2017 because the experience has at least transformed me. But for some, you should not take my path. And that's why there are books. That's why people learn from other people. When you start something, number one, first of all, you can't start it because you want to get a particular amount of money. Because, you know, in the business of maybe writing and let me say content creation, a lot of people get inspired to do it because there is money. They believe I'll start today and tomorrow I'll get money. Number two, you should be the person that motivates yourself. Because, you know, now Instagram and the social media platforms have given us a metrics of validation.
Yeah.
So it means that if I get 10 likes, I'm unwanted. If you have 20,000 likes, you are wanted. So do something even if you have 10 views. I always say that the number of likes or the number of views does not determine the quality of work. The quality of work cannot be justified by how many likes it has. So do quality work, and eventually someone will see it and it will grow.
But with the, so I hear you, but there also has to be some sort of formula. Like when we watch your video, right? There's at the beginning, there's a hook, there's suspense, the Famous Choice video. It's the shot of, you don't know what you're looking at, but there's a formula to be like, okay, he's looking, and that means a person's going to stay for a long period of time. So what's the formula to actually, as much as yes, the views aren't everything, to retain an audience and keep them entertained? What's the formula for like a video when you sit down?
Do you want the formula of a specific video, the formula general, to make?
We have a general formula, right? Yeah. So we've said to get people in the door for the first 2 minutes of the video, shorter intro. That's why we swiveled this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then we said, let's give them community interaction. So like our episode has segments. Do you sit down and like segment your video and say, this is the formula to retain an audience?
I think when you study something, for me, first formula, go and study. Like understand what you're doing. Because when you study, you'll come to understand that you must have, like, in film we say the opening scene. Remember with the current type of technology that we have, TikTok, nowadays the opening scene for a particular video is 10 seconds because we have been wired to scroll up. So within the first 10 seconds, if somebody finds you boring, they switch. Yeah, before it was like 5 minutes when YouTube was the dominant app. But you know, with the new apps, they are reducing. It will reach a point that the opening scene just needs to be 5 seconds. If you are boring, I go on to the next. So you cannot save the best for the last. Bring the best in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Come out.
Then explain, then again put the best for the last. Yeah.
Another, I really like this episode. Guys, as a Kenna fan, I really like this episode because in Swahili we say haubatishi. It is not luck that this man is seated here with us. It's now becoming very clear that haubatishi. Secondly, you used a word that I always say is my favorite word in the dictionary, which is eventually. That eventually you get to where you want to go. In the middle of that journey of getting to eventually, to the end, there is failure. I want to talk about, what would you consider, if you looked back right now, what would you say, this is Kenna's biggest failure? As much as you learned from it and you drew value from it, what would you say was your biggest failure, and how did you grow, and what did you do to mend that?
Wow. I have a problem when it comes to failure and negativity. For me, I think, I don't know if I'm off, but for me, I always view things in a positive form. Because when you ask me what's my biggest failure, I can't remember. I also have selective amnesia sometimes. So the biggest failure, I don't know.
Biggest lesson then, lesson, not failure.
The biggest lesson is that things come to you the right time. When you go somewhere to, you insist on looking for something, I believe biggest lesson I'll tell, you have, let me put it in a simple term. Position yourself. You know, money is always everywhere. Success is everywhere, but you have to position yourself. So if you're looking for money, don't look for money. Look for where the path, where money is. Then position, put your stall there. People, money will come by you and drop some. You know, when it comes to content creation, let me say, for example, I do good content, but I've positioned myself in the line of advertising. So if the advertisers are looking for someone to advertise with, then that is this guy. Yes.
Yeah. Opportunity preparation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We shared a panel a few months ago, and they were talking about your why, as to why you make content. And I want to touch on this for the final segment is, even in your bio, it's the fight against depression, right? That's seems to be your driving factor. There's business, there's satire and everything. But at the core, if I'm not wrong, that is the reason. I wanted you to speak about where that driving force came from. When did you realize that I am here to fight against depression and help my community in that sense?
I've been making content for quite a while, and I've been using this hashtag stand against depression and crazy Kenna making the country happy. So I've gotten a lot of messages from people. I actually do contents that affect people day-to-day lives and the situations that they have seen, and so on and so forth. So I came to realize that the bigger goal for my work is to put like smiles to a billion plus people. And that's when I said, oh, you know, you can do something until one day you get a revelation that this is what you're supposed to be doing. Mm. So from there, we started like branding towards that particular direction. Mm. That's why we came up with Happy Country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now you get it. And also, people, there are problems everywhere. And there is one thing about happiness that I've come to learn, that even in your problems, you can find happiness. Mm. It's, you know, even you can tell me maybe, I speak Swahili and I've remembered that you don't understand Swahili.
I'm learning.
Titles.
Yeah, okay, good.
So, for example, there are certain stories that come out. It was a tragic incident, but it comes out funny at the end. So that will just tell you that there is happiness everywhere. You just have to find it, not find look, it. Find. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. How do you, so what are some of the words of encouragement that you'd give someone who's, let's say, struggling with their mental health? What are some of the exercises that, because I'm sure you too have faced challenges, what are some of the exercises that you do that keep you happy and keep you going to keep being so positive?
Number one, they should know that the situation is never permanent. It always begins in the mind. You know, when you accept your fate, you are doomed to change. So you must first like correct what you think about yourself. You can't say that I'm now 100% depressed, I can't come out of this. You must first believe that this situation is not permanent. Because if you believe, you start seeing the positivity and you start seeing opportunities around you. Then the second thing, never be alone. I know Liverpool fans say you never walk alone.
My man with the hat likes that one. Yeah.
But, you know, a situation, let me say us as Kenyans, we have a habit that when the lights go out, we go outside to just confirm if my neighbor has lights. So if my neighbor does not have light, I'm okay.
Because you're not alone.
So I've just come to realize that some problems, if you just know that you're not alone, you're not the only one with the problem, now they become simpler.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just have to surround yourself maybe with people. Hey, you don't have money. I don't have money. Oh, we all don't have money. So it is not
you doesn't have money.
United in grief.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from there you can work towards, no, let us get money. Mm. But if you stay alone, don't talk to anyone, you'll get depressed, you'll get a lot of thoughts, and you think you're the only one suffering from that problem. Mm. Yeah. We are too many, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. With that perspective and that journey since 2017, what are you looking forward to? Like what's the goal for Kenna, say the next 2 years? What do you want?
The goal for Kenna as an individual, we have a goal for Kenna as a creative. Mm-hmm. I have several goals. Maybe I can speak of a few. Number one, I'll repeat what I've said, that just to continue putting smile on people's faces and making them laugh. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. The second goal is to take a notch higher our creative industry. I've seen that we need to make a step, at least to put our content into the international market and above. Then at least to give hope. You know, so I have people who follow me. They have seen me from 2017. Everybody needs to see their hero win.
Yeah.
So I must win.
So you must win?
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. My gosh.
Very quickly, I'm going into the Happy Country questions. Eli and I had prepared a special segment. We know you have something else that's coming up soon. So we are calling it the quickfire round for the Happy Cup. Happy Country, that's going to be happening soon.
16th of December.
16th of December, which we will, you know, you have to convince us first to pay tickets.
Yeah,
so these 10 questions will determine whether we will buy these tickets.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So question number one.
Uh-huh.
What can a ticket holder expect on December 16th?
Number one, the ticket holder will expect we have an outside experience.
Mm-hmm.
Before even you see Kenna perform, you have an outside experience that you are going to experience. The moment you step in KICC, trust you me, you'll be smiling and laughing till you get to where I'm supposed to be performing. Yeah. Yeah. Number two, you're going to see a performance that you have not seen in East Africa and Africa.
Love that.
I'm not lying. Yeah. I'm not lying. And number three, carry an handkerchief because we'll have a lot of tears of joy.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
I thought it would be tears of pain.
Number four. No, tears of pain. Number four. You are going to like, you know, in, I say in this country, we are going to like be networking in a particular way. Let me say, there's something I've said that you notice that when you have like the same problems, you can talk one another out. Mm. So we are striving to reach a point that maybe you have a problem, a particular problem that's affecting you. This guy has the solution. Mm-hmm. We are in this country.
Together.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Let us help one another out. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if you are single, you might come out with a wife.
Very
that
nice.
That was question number five.
But thank you very much. Eli, yeah. Second question,
Kenna, is on the back end, I'm always interested in the BTS. Mm-hmm. How long has it taken to come up with this, I'll call it an experience from what you've just said?
The Happy Country.
Yeah,
the Happy Country, I've been working towards it now for, I think, 5 years. From the content creation aspect to rebranding myself, the writing of the particular show began in January.
Right.
The building and bringing up the concept.
Yeah.
We have beaten over 100 hours, and the rehearsal.
Lovely.
Yeah, I can
lovely.
Imagine. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
What is your hope that people will take away from the show? What do you want guys to take away from those shows?
Number one, I want people to come out and believe that even in our deepest problem, you know, right now the country is not happy.
Yeah.
We must just be honest with ourselves. Yeah. Eh? Yeah. But even in our sadness, we can find happiness. Mm. And after the show, I'll be so happy to see people discussing, can I highlight this problem? Can I highlight this? Mm. Can I highlight this? People from all walks of life that are coming there, I also want them to come out knowing that creativity has no limits.
That's in your bio. It's in your bio. Okay. Number four, which speaks to what you mentioned about Oscar's date, right? Should we come alone? Should we come with the boys? Or should we come with a significant other?
What would you recommend given the high percentage of women? Uh-huh. You know, we need to know the formation.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Edu is laughing because he's guilty. Edu, did you buy two tickets? Or did you buy one?
He's backstage.
He's backstage. He's giving her all access.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Number one, not come alone. We need when you are laughing, you're telling, you're talking to someone. Don't come alone. For people who like working with their boys, we have a ticket for you, a group ticket. You come seven. Mm. We have a couple's ticket, and for rich people like you guys, we have a VIP.
Ah, perfect.
Ticket for you. Yes. I know money is not a problem. Whether it's English money.
When you hear Kenna dropping gems, we are buying them.
Exactly.
The next one, I think it's your turn.
No, I just did.
Okay, so the next one for me is, we've already answered whether I'll find a wife there. We will see.
We will see.
So I want to move on to nerves before the show, nerves before performances, stage fright. Are you going to be a little bit afraid, a little bit nervous before the day, or have you prepared? What do you feel?
Obvious nervousness comes once in a while, but I'm preparing adequately. By the time you see me on that stage, know that everything I'm doing there, I have done it over and over.
It's just the way you announce.
Adequately. Adequately. Thank you. They're quick fire questions.
I'm telling you, they're quick.
Yeah, please. Let me tell
you, they're quick. Okay. I know you probably can't reveal this, but you can give us a hint. Mm-hmm. Are there any surprises we can expect? If so, can you allude to them a bit? A slight hint.
We have lots of surprises. Let me tell you, everything is a surprise. Mm-hmm. From the moment you step into the gate of KICC, you'll be surprised till you leave. I guess for the Happy Country too, now you will, now we understand what's going on. Yeah, but for the Happy Country one, you will be surprised.
Yes. Okay. Prepare to be astounded.
Okay. Exactly.
For me, I have another one that touches on Kamau. Kamau Mwenda. Not Eli.
I was sent it's via
Kamau,
the hotline.
It's Kamau. Kamau would like to know whether there will be subtitles in English. Or do you need a prior understanding of Kiswahili?
National language.
No. For what you're going to see and what you're going to experience, you have a majority will be in English. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have considered you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Swahili will also be there. You are interpreter, or maybe if you walk,
may I want this guy walk may with that. Yeah. I want Luo.
Luo will be there.
Amazing.
Now, lovely.
That's my one.
Okay.
So, you're obviously in good shape, we can tell. But how do you physically prepare for this type of show? Because you said physical comedy is a side of comedy. What's the process for you there?
I do workouts. Mm-hmm. I work out a lot.
Why are you laughing so hard, brother? What's the
He's been working out.
Uh-huh. I work out not to be masculine, but to be flexible.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I work out a lot. And
what's the routine? What's the?
I saw him wake up.
I wake up at around 6 a.m. I won't start saying I wake up at 3 a.m.
When it's dark.
When it's dark, I go to sleep, man. No, I wake up at 6. Yeah. I go for a physical workout until around 7:30. Mm-hmm. I take breakfast. Mm-hmm. I drive to where we rehearse. Mm-hmm. I do breath exercises and voice exercises for an hour. Then I start class, mind exercise, now studying. Then I start now the real rehearsal, practicing here and there, making moves. I eat lunch, I sleep. I come back, I do another round of workouts, another round of exercise, repeat. Wow. I go to sleep at around 11, 12, yeah.
Gosh, hey, I respect crazy. That. Respect that.
Now, anyway, final question. Mm-hmm. Final question is there anyone on set right now? Anyone on set right now? Does anyone on set here have any questions about Happy Country? Anybody? Going once, going twice? None? Your ticket prices.
Yeah, that's the manager.
That was the question I wanted. What are your ticket prices and how can we access these tickets?
Okay, we have the Happy Country Platinum Pass.
Ay, come on.
Yeah, that's 5,000 bob for a single person.
Mm-hmm. When you say single person, do you mean like in a relationship? Like what?
For an individual.
Thank you. Like, okay. Yeah.
We have the regular, it's called just a Happy Citizen Pass for 2,000 bob. Mm-hmm. We have a couple's ticket for 3,000. Two people. Mm-hmm. Two people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couples. I don't know. And we have the last one, group tickets for seven people, for five people. Well, five people for 7,000 bob. You just go to www.madfan.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll find your tickets there. Mm-hmm. Or *672*66#.
Yeah, we'll put
you'll find your tickets.
*672*66#.
Are you buying us a platinum?
I feel like
get me one as well.
You're buying.
It's a light test.
Welcome to Mud Fun. Okay.
Scroll. The last event of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, 16th, and then we break for Christmas. Nice.
Sounds.
I think I'm there. With the routine you said,
he's talked about it to Mugali. We'll definitely buy that. Yeah, and I think that's what I'm in the middle of. So we'll definitely get ourselves those tickets.
Amazing. I think I'll just give you your flowers before Oscar does the outro. Or do you want to do the what we've watched this week? Or do you think time? We just do that.
You know, personally, I had a question. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the links to the Farmer's Choice ad.
Of course, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that was genius and it's good that we touched on it.
It's my favorite. Yeah. It's my favorite.
We've touched on it today and I think that'll serve.
Okay, perfect. That'll be the content. So I think for me, I just want to say I always admire comedians because I think they're probably the smartest people in society because you're like a mirror. To what we're going through, where we are. And then to make satire and then make people feel better, it's a skill that not many people have, even though the whole village were comedians, but not many people can make it a career, effective, put together a show, have a team, the whole room is filled. So I want to say, especially because we're very passionate about fighting against depression and men's mental health, you are exactly what we look for when we're having conversations. So thank you for making the time. Thank you for doing what you do online. I think there's lots of upcoming comedians, young guys that are going to take some value from this conversation. So thank you again. And I'll hand it over to O to sign us out.
Yeah, my outro is, in Swahili, we have a saying that says, kuna tofauti kati ya ujuzi na ujuaji. There's a difference between somebody who knows exactly what they're doing and somebody who pretends to know what they're doing. And you have confirmed a lot about what we see online, which is everything you do is intentional. A lot of people might assume that, you know, because you're running, you know, Kenna as a character, and off camera you said, there's me as a person and there's crazy Kenna as a character. Who do you want on set today? And we said, we want you. And you are one of the most impressive young men in Kenya today in terms of what you've done, how you lead, where you're going to next, and the next level that you will take comedy. I'm impressed to hear that you study. I'm impressed to hear that you're intentionally developing teams. I'm also impressed to hear that you're willing to share this information because a lot of people gatekeep this information that you have. So thank you so much. We will be at Happy Country. I will ask Edu for a pass because I want to see everything. Stanley will also explain to me why he has that beanie on. He might not live with it. And I just want to say thank you for making time and sharing your information and sharing your perspective with us today on this men's mental health month, by the way.
Ironically.
So, Santi.
Garibu.
Yes. So yeah, we hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Half as much.
We've enjoyed making it.
Because we had a ball.
Come on. Nice one.